Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aharon Sorcher. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
Learning Maseches Beitza, Daf Chaf Aleph, will start the shiur at the end of Daf Chaf and Beis. The Gemara is a shail, Yiboyilu divri ayman adorim and adavis ein craven biyamtif. According to the man, the army and Allah to bring the adorim and adavis biyamtif, ova vishach at mai. Let's say you shechted already the carbon, so the ikum locha deraisi you did, whatever's left for the carbon is already allowed to be done on yantiv. The zrika is not a melacha b'chlal. The rova amma zayik is a dam amanas lahat the basa ba'achila. You're allowed to be zayik the dam, now you can be mounted the basa ba'achila, you can have meat eat on yantiv. Ravuna amma zayik is a dam amanas lahat the emirin la'erev. You'll either be zarek the dam, because you'll be makta the emrim, the chalev, even though you can't be makta the nyantiv, because that's already a mlacha deraisa. And you wouldn't be allowed to burn the chalev on yamtiv, that's a mlacha vavara, and the dharma and the davis is not deichi yamtiv. But you could be makta the emrim the erev, so you might as well do the zrika, which is not a mlacha b'chlal, and that way you'll do the aktaris emrim the erev at night. The Gemara says, may benai, we can benai nitma basa isha avan. If the bas is tame or avan, Rabbi Loizar, because Rabbi says, Stamals the Hechsher HaKarbon will not matter. Because Zrika will be a Shvus, will be Nisad Rabbanon, and will not matter. Only matter the Zrika if you can actually eat the meat, that's already like a shtickle of Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, then will matter the Zrika, but otherwise not. The Rabbi Ravun is Zarek, according to Ravun, he could be Zarek, because even if there is no meat to eat, it's just a matter of being Machsher the carbon so you can be Machter the Chalev. That's also a reason to be Zarek. Taisus is Mazma. Now, let's say it was Nitman the Emrin of Ad, the Rabbi Ravun is maskim, he could be Zarek the Dam for the Basar itself. Everyone's maskim, the Tzarek of the Basar, which is a Simchas Yamtif, Achilas Basar B'Yamtif, is a reason that their Chazal were matter to be Zarek the Dam. The whole Machlaikis is, if it was Nitman the Basar, and all you have is the Emrin. Rabbi holds the only time there were matters when you'll have Taka, a Tzarek of Simchas Yamtif, and Rabbi Ravun holds no. That even if it's just for the Haktaras Chayil of Erev, it's also good. Fetais Akashat is a Gemara in Psachim that says that when you have Emrim, you're not allowed to eat the Basar until you mak to the Emrim. When you have the Emrim, you're not allowed to eat the Basar until you mak to the Emrim. So what's Pshat in Rava? Rava says you could be Zarek the Dam only to eat the Basar. Al Simchas Yamtiv, you anyway can't eat the Basar. If the Emrim are around, he can't eat the Basar until you mak to the Emrim. Taisus brings down a sheet that it holds. They were talking about that the Emrim became Tomei, or they were Nevad. When you don't have Emrim, then you're allowed to eat the Basar even without the Akhtaris Emrim. Taisus is very schwer, because why did it say that the Nafkamina is when the Basar is Nitma, even if the Basar wasn't Nitma, as long as the Emrim are also Kayim, it's also Nafkamina. According to Rava, the whole Hetter is also Achilas Basar, as long as the Emrim are around, you can't eat the Basar anyway. So why did it have to give a case of Nitma Basar, as long as everything was around, also according to Rav, you wouldn't be allowed to do it, because you can't eat the basa, because the emrim are around. Taisa says he is saying that since you can't be makt the emrim mi bayidayim, you can't be makt it till it's night, it blibes never do a nitmu. In fact, Rav Chanan, what's the pshat in that? What's the pshat that because you can't eat it till the night, it blibes like never do nitmu? L'maish the emrim are around. You should have to wait till the night to eat the basa. And for Rav Chanan, that with the Yisayin, what's the pshat in the din that you have to make the emrim before you eat the basar. Zakta, it's not the pshat like the zrikas dam that you need to be mat to the basar. If you would need the aktaris emrim to be mat to the basar, there would be no halacha that nimma in evdu would be, it would be mutta to eat the basar. Because if you need a matter of aktaris emrim, so by nimma in evdu you don't have the matter. Elamai, what's the pshat? The pshat is the din kadima. It's a din kadima. You're not allowed to eat the basar because as a kadima you have to make the emrim. It's came like a zulzul in Akhtaris Emrim if you eat the basa before Akhtaris Emrim. So that's why Taisus holds honey milli when it's shaykh to be makhtan Emrim. When it's mutter pealacha to be makhtan Emrim. So then you can't eat the basa because you have to first be makhtan Emrim. But if the vaila, until tonight, it's also to be makhtan Emrim, it's an isser, the dharma dava saying craven biyamtiv. So there's no zulzul in Akhtaris Emrim, skill it is no Emrim, skill it may never have Emrim. Because a yes, what's the difference if you don't have Emrim? Well, it's an issa deraisa to mak the emrim. But maisi can't be mak the emrim, so mele they can't be mak of the basar. It's not the pshat you need the aktaris emrim to mak the basar. It's not the pshat. The pshat is when you have the emrim lefanecha to be mak there, you can't eat the basar until you take care of it. The Mela Zaktais is good. That as long as you're Me'ukiv, it's impossible to go be Makten Emrim until tonight, so the violet lives like Nidmoy Nevnu. When it comes at night, if you happen to have not eaten the basa yet, and it comes at night, the vado b'chal again the iser of eating the basa until you mak to the emrim, because now you could be mak to the emrim. That's the yisayd of Rabbi Chanan. And now let's see the Gemara of Aitan Chafalef from an Aleph, the Gemara of Amr Avchista. Amr Avchista behem chetz shenachi v'chetz sheyishol mutl sheichta biyantif. If a behem belongs half to a year, half to a guy, and the Gemara is going with the drasha of Lechem v'loy l'nachrim, there's an iser to do malacha on yantif for tzayich a guy. If you have a behemoth that belongs half to a yid, half to a guy, mutl shechta b'yamtif, you line a shechta on yamtif. Even though it's half to a guy, you would think there's an iser of Lechem v'loy l'nachrim. The yavshalik is ayis basa b'loy shechita. Because l'maisi is shechting for yourself, and that was the Gemara right before, was mechala between this and Nedarim and Nedavis, that by Nedarim and Nedavis, it's a miyasul. It's mishulchan gavaya kazachi, and it blives in ganzen a shchita for gavaya. Navas. Afterwards, you could eat it. Mashen kain bayim. Chetzis shal nachi, chetzis shal yisrael. Lamaisa for your kazayis of baser, you'll need a ganzen shchita. You need the whole shchita for your kazayis of baser, even though it's a guy's also. But it's cool that you're shechting it completely for yourself. If you have a dough which belongs half to a guy, half to a yid, also lafaisa biyantif. You're not allowed to bake it on Yantif, the Efshel and Miflig of Belisha. Because you're able to divine it, Belisha, you're able to divine it while it's still dough. You don't have to bake the whole thing in order to eat part of it. You could bake part of it, you could bake your half. You're able to divide it while it's still dough and just bake your half. So why are you baking the other half? That's called baking L'tzayach Hagai. By Shechita, there's no way you could just shecht your half. You have to shecht the whole behema, Tita Kazayis, even to your half, you have to shecht the whole behema. Blipe the whole shchita, a shchita for the Yisrael. Mashenkin by Lisha, if you're just baking for yourself, so split it up and only bake your part. What are you baking the whole thing for? You're baking the whole thing, you're baking that half for a guy. So Taisus asks a kasha. The Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin says, there's an issue also to bake for miyamta for chayil. But the Gemara says, m'male isha, taner pas, avi shen tzichal l'pas echot, nesha pas nefes yofer v'zman she taner mole. You let it fill up an entire oven full of bread, even though you only need one kikar, because it bakes better, the bread bakes better when the taner is full. So mainly, even though you only need one bread, you can bake all the other bread. It's not called Eifim Yantav Achel, it's called the Yantav. Why? Because for that one bread that you need, it's good to fill up the whole taner. It makes that one bread that you need bake better. It makes it taste better. In fact, Taisus, so what's wrong when you have an Isha, Aisa, that belongs shutfis a guy in a yin? What's wrong if you bake the pot for a guy? It's making the yid's pot bake better. So the emes is some rishayim hold that ain't a chinami. It's taka mutter if you bake it in one oven. The Ran brings such a pshat. It's only also when you bake it in two different ovens. When you bake it in one oven, then it's mutter, like the Gemara said before, because even the pot of the guy is mutter because it's helping the yid's pot become baked better. And that's also what it says in Taizim Sachim. Taizim Sachim asks Akasha, the Gemara there is discussing whether when you're baking matzah, if it's tamei on Yom Tov, on Pesach, and you're gonna say that one part is challah, are you allowed to bake it? Because kum dais, you're baking challah tamei, that's not baking for Yom Tov, because no one's allowed to eat it. And if you don't bake it, it'll become chametz. That was the problem with the Gemara there. So Taizim says, what's the problem? Say that it's challah, and put it in the oven, and that way the part that's not challah will bake better, so be mutter al tzedat. Emphasis over there, that the Torah, you're not baking in an oven, you're baking on top of coals, you're grilling it, and therefore you don't have the time that it bakes better. Vaisis Taisus holds that even if you're baking challah tmei in the oven, which nobody could eat, it's still mutter to do it if you're baking it in an oven, and that will make the rest of the bread that you are going to eat taste better. That's one sheet in the Rishonim in this sugya, that the whole sugya is talking about when you have a second oven, when you don't have the svar of pas nefer yofer. But Taisus holds not the way, and Kamer Rishonim hold like Taisus. It's Taisus and the Me'iri, and the Ra, and the Sheet of Mekubetzis, and the Mardechai, and that's really the Psak Halacha. That here it's different. There it's talking about where all of it belonged to you, but here where part of it belonged to a guy, you're not allowed to do it. And Taisus says, because there it's different, it all belongs to a Yid, and you're able to eat each one. And he says, maybe Archim will come and you'll taka use it all. You have a hayul. But here, where half of it's to the guy, you're not allowed to bake it on Yom Tov. What's a svara l'chalik? So I saw two different svaras. The Me'imi says a svara that no one will take Yenna's bread, no one will take bread that belongs to someone else and put it in the oven so that their bread would taste better. Their own bread they would do, but someone else's bread they wouldn't do. So it's nikka the aroma, it's nikka that you're not doing it just to make your bread better, it's nikka that you're doing it for the guy, you have an issa v'chem v'loy l'nachar. Mashengen, if it's your own bread, the derech is to put extra bread so that the bread that you're going to eat is going to taste better. Well, l'chayrin, it's not the pshat in Taisus and the Rishayim that say like Taisus. Taisus stresses that he has rishus to eat any bread he wants, and also Dilma Mikle Archim. He doesn't stress the fact that it belongs to someone else and it's not the derech to use someone else's bread to bake it. It's Mashif and Taisus, it's only mutter when you have a hayul. Pnei Yeshua says that this svara, that the bread bakes better, is not a svara to matter and isa deraisa. It's only when anyway it's mutter mi deraisa. When you have hayul, it's anyway mutter mi deraisa. You have hayul. Oifa mi anta v'chayul. When you have hayul, it's mutter mi deraisa. So you have two types of hayul l'chayra. You have a hayul that each one of them you could eat. Even if you can't eat all of them, but each one of them you could eat. That's a hayul. That's a heter of hayul. It's mavur that way. In the sugyim sachim, in the third parak, the sugya that we mentioned, the daf mem zayin, that if you don't call one of them chala till after you bake it. So why is it mutter to do it? Ayla maista, after you bake it, you're going to have to make one of them chala and kumtais you are baking l'tzarech, not l'tzarech yamtif, because you can't eat the chala. Because the chal is tummy. The Teretz says you have a hoyel that each one of them could be mutter, because only one of them has to be chal. So that's one type of a hoyel. You have another hoyel, maybe you'll taki eat all of them. Ah, you can't eat all of them, your stomach's not big enough, and maybe Archim will come. So you have another type of a hoyel. So you have hoyel, anyway it's mutter mi deraisa. So aye, but hoyel is an issa derabanan. So on an issa derabanan, we'll say the svar of pas nefer yofa, that it's not cool that you're doing it for hoyel. Well, you're doing, it's called that you're doing it for the past to be nefer yafe. Mashenkim, when you don't have hayil, belongs to a guy, there's no way you could eat it. And there's no way, even if Archim come, it's zichug, it belongs to a guy, it doesn't belong to you. So mele, you don't have hayil. So kum dais, it's an issa deraisa. Past nefer yafe is not mat in issa deraisa. I can eat two pshatim in the Pnei Yeshua. Either the pshat is that past nefer yafe alone is not a sword, the rabbanim will be saimachan. Hayil alone is not a svar that Rabbanu b'Yisrael Mechan. Together, that it makes it mutter l'chatchila. Or it could be what he means is that the whole svar of past nefiyof is not a svar for their isis. It's not a good svar. I mean, their isis is not a svar. That's not why you're doing it. It's only when it's only awesome in Rabbanu, and the Rabbanu was saying Mechan, this svar to imater l'gamri. When it's awesome in their isa, past nefiyof is not imater in their isa at all. Now, if you mean if you get malchus, you mean if this din of chetzia shall goy and chetzia shall Yisrael, where you have the svar of pas nefer yafe, which also according to Taisus and Rishayin, and that's how you pass in, is it an issa deraisa? Because pas nefer yafe is not a svar mid deraisa, it's only a svar when it's only asim in the rabbanan. Well, maybe it's only asim in the rabbanan, but the rabbanan weren't saimach on either svar alone, they needed both. As I came to song in Tzeipshat. And this is talking about pas, where each kikar has its own tircha, and memeli, you don't have the het of ribushur. The only het you can have is pas nefer yafe, and that we have a shaila. If when half of it's a guy, we have a machoik zishainim, the psak aloch is, you don't say pas nefer yafe when half belongs to a guy, because you don't have a hayil. But what about by a kedera? Or if you're making one really big pas, which doesn't take another tircha, one big pas. So we'll speak about it later in the shiur. But l'chayr the halacha is that when you have one big pass, one big deira, there's another at the ribushurim, you don't need the svara of pass nefer yafe. Now, what's a din in that case when half of it belongs to a guy? So l'chayr, it's totally, the Gemara later brings, Eim ezamnem es anochi b'shabes gzeri shem yarbe b'shviloi. And now when you invite a guy to your meal on Shabbos, you might be marbe b'shviloi. And Shaina ask a kasha, and what's wrong if you're marbe b'shviloi? If it's one tirch, it's ribushur, memale isha, kedera, basra, avishin tzarech, lichacha, since it's memale nachtem, kitan, mayim, avishin tzarech, lichitan, achat, that you're allowed to go and cook more in one pot. So the Ran and the Rosh answer that the gzeir is you might be marb in a second pot. Vice dice, to marb in the same pot is mutter. The Arishainim that hold is a chilek. If it's taka all for Yisrael, it's just that you can't eat all of it on Yom Tov. Then there's a heter v'bishurim in the same pot. But if half of it is going to go to a guy, then there's no heter. We spoke about this already on Daf Yud Zayin. We'll speak about it Beis Hashem in the Hemshech of this year. Hashayla. L'maisa we paskin that L'marshal says by when you're cooking for your goyish cleaning help, when you goyish avodim u'shvachais, so the Ramah paskins in Siman Tavkuf Yud Beis that even if it's loyav shalafaisib ben avail, like we'll see, even if there's no other food you have, this is the only food you have, but you can add to the regular pot that you have and cook for the goyim also as long as it's in the same pot. There's no issur mezamnim because they have other shvachasiv, like we'll speak. So tainit the Mishneh Berurah. So l'chayr aibazai, if you have a pas that belongs to a isur that belongs to both the guy and the yid together, and you don't make separate loaves, you make one big loaf out of it and you bake it together, it's one tircha. So l'chayr it should be mutter. Now you ask a kasha. So why did the Gemara say by a behema shechetz ya'akam v'chetzi Yisrael? Why did the Gemara say by a behema shechetz ya'akam v'chetzi Yisrael? It's because yev shelikzai is basa b'loi shchita. Typically, it's techachas. What do you need the svara that you need the shchita of the whole behemoth just for this part? Let's say you don't, but it's techachas. It's techachas. Why isn't it stam mutal tribu shirim? It's techachas. So, because of the kasha, the Mishneh Berurah clears to say, in the Sharet Zion, that dafka when it all belongs to you. So, lamaisi, you do have a brera. Lamaisi, you don't have to give it to your avadim mishvachas. You don't have to. So then there's a heter of tirchachas. When half belongs to a guy, you don't have a heter of tirchachas either. He blinds by tzarechin. It's not so pashit the svara. If lemaisa, when you cook for avodah v'shechayisav, there is no din of hayil. Of course, you're going to have to give it to them. You don't have any other food for them. L'chayit, there's no din of hayil. There's no svara of hayil. And that's why aser b'shtei tirchas. So, me'echa teisam, mechalik, whether it belongs to them or doesn't belong to them. That misses, I think, the Rosh Bavarns the Mishneh Berurah Shaila. The Rosh says, when he says his Svara, that by Behemoth, Yavshel Zayin is possible Shchita, and by Isa, it's Yavshel Miflega Belisha, and you don't have to cook his half, he says, Behemoth, Filu Ein Shtayim, Yavshel Miflegan, Lefisha Einem Shavais. Let's see, there's two Behemoths, and the two Behemoths are owned by the Yid and the Guy jointly. And you want to Shecht both Behemoths. Zok the Rosh, you're allowed to. Because if you happen to want to eat from both behemoths, let's say one is a sheep and one is a calf, and you want lamb chops, you want veal, you want two more types of meat. So you're allowed to shecht both behemoths. Even though you could split it up beforehand, you could say you take the calf and I take the sheep. But the pshat is you want both. You want both behemoths. So that's why you need to strive Eshel Kzai Smasa B'lei Shchita. Because it's not Tircha Achas. You're shechting both behemoths. And you're only going to eat half of one and half of the other. So it's not tirchachas, you're doing two shchitas. But the pshat is you still have to swear the efshel k'zayis possible is shchita because the behemoths aren't shavas, they're not the same thing. And you're going to want to eat from both. So lefi the Rosh is miyushev the ara of the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah is bothered if you're going to say tirchachas, so why the Gemara need to swear the efshel possible is shchita? You anyway have tirchachas. According to the Rosh, you don't have tirchachas. It's two different behemoths. And on each one of them, you say, Efshel Kzayis Basa B'lei Shchita. So if you want to be matter when it's two behemoths, you have to say the story, Efshel Kzayis Basa B'lei Shchita. So mainly you could say that when it's Taka Tircha Achas, you don't need the story, Efshel Kzayis Basa B'lei Shchita. It's Mutter because Yip Yishurim is Mutter on Yom Tov. Like we said, we'll speak a little bit more at the end of this year. And now we'll go weiter. The Gemara asked a Kasha on a Chista that said that the Isa of Chetzer Shel Goy and Chetzer Shel Yisroel, you're not allowed to bake it because it's Efshel Miflega Belisha. From the Mishnah Chal talks about an Isas Klavim, a dough that's made for dogs, like a dog biscuit, a bread for dogs. And it says, "Bizman Sharon Eichli Mimen, if the shepherds also eat from this Isas Klavim, one of the halachas it says is Nefes B'yamtif. You're allowed to bake it on Yamtif, even though it's an Isas Klavim. It's a dough for dogs. But since the Royim also eat from it, it's Nefes B'yamtif. So it sounds like part of it's going to go for the dog, part for the Rayim, and you light a bacon on Yom Tov. Here you could separate it while it's still dough, So what's the pshat that you could bake the whole thing? You should only be allowed to bake the part for the rayim and not the part for the dogs. This mission is assuming lechem v'loy leklovim, you're not allowed to bake for dogs. So the Gemara says, shani isis klovim hoel v'ev shalafaisa b'nevela. When you have Isa, that's part goy and part yin, the guy is going to want his part of the Isa, period. There's no other Eitzah. Zicha, part of it's going to go to the guy. Mashenge by the dogs. The dogs, you could take care of them by giving them an avela, if you'd have an avela. So you have a hoyel, and then you'd have the whole Isa for yourself. So Mamela, it's not considered that you're doing it for the dogs. In fact, the Gemara, Miyasil, Rav Chista, hoyel. It says that if someone bakes from Yantav to Chel, Rav Chista says he gets Malkus, because it's not called Tzarech Echel Nefesh, you're begging for Chel. Rabbi says you don't get Malkus. Rav Chista says you get Malkus, because you don't say, since if Orchim would be, it would be for Yantav, so now what's this called for Yantav? You don't say Hoyel. Rabbi, I'm a Leika. I'm a Leika. I mean in Hoyel. You say Hoyel, since if Arachim would come, but if Chis doesn't hold of Hoyel, so how could here be Mutter because Hoyel v'Efshir l'faisim in Avela? El Eloi tema Hoyel v'Efshir, El Kagoyin d'Islein Avela. It's talking about you have an Avela. The Vaday Efshir l'faisim in Avela. You don't have to come on to Hoyel, but Hoyel Mikla Arachim, now the Anu Arachim. Says no way you could eat it on Yom Tov. It's only Hoyel if Arachim would come. So that's the Machlaikis Jabin of Chis. Well then, if you wouldn't have an Avela, Hayil, if you'd get an avela, you could give it to the dogs. That would be a machlekes Rabban of Chist if you hold of Hayil. But we're talking about you have an avela, so you don't have to come on to Hayil, you have an avela to give to the dogs. Now there's a machlekes Rishayim. We paskin like Rabba. So Mel Lechaya, according to us, so we paskin like Rabba, Rav Rishayim paskin like Rabba, not everyone, but Kam Rishayim paskin like Rabba. If we paskin like Rabba, so it would sound like it'd be Mutta, the Isis Klavim. Even if you don't have an avail, hoyel that you have an avail. Now, the Rajba and the Ran over here in Chedushi Rajba and the Ran ask the Kasha that even according to Rabba that holds of hoyel, that only is a het to me the Raisa. I mean, they're abundant, it's still us. And I want to be eifim me unto v'chom me they're abundant according to Rabba. So what's the pshat? The Gemara said according to Rabba it's good. Even according to Rabba that holds of hoyel, it's us me they're abundant. So the Rajbi says, who did? And the Gemara could have asked it. The Gemara is better if Chista B'chal doesn't hold of Hayil. And that's what the Ran says also. So according to what the Chedushi Rajbi is saying, the Ran, they would hold that even though we hold like Rabba, you still have to have an avail in order for it to be Mutter. Because even though we hold of Hayil, but that's only had to be their Isa. In our Abanan, it would still be Aser. When I said the Avaidus HaKadosh L'Rajba, it's a Shikl Stira to the Chedushim here, he says it's Mutta even if you don't have an Avela, because you're all like Rabba, and that's what the Magen Mishnah brings from the Baal Ha'Itur also, and that's from Hashmais of the Rambam. The Rambam also says that it's Mutta, and he doesn't say that you have to have an Avela, because he passes like Rabba that holds the Vayil. And the Pshat is, Rishayim say, B'chai Gavna, the Rabbanim were in Geyser. When you talk of cooking from Yantif to Chayil, there the Rabbanim were in Geyser. Even though you have Chayil, the Rabbanim were in Geyser. Mashenken here, when you have an Isis Klavim, there's Man Sharai and Ephesim, and the Rabbanim were in Geyser. And that's the Mashmais of the Gemara, that according to Rabbi, the host of Chayil, it's Mutter, there's no Isis the Rabbanim. Mashiach that brings the Ran that asks. Dali Rabbi says, and the Chayil, Rav Rishayim hold that it's Mutter, that according to Rabbi here, there's no Isis the Rabbanim. But the Beis Yosef and the Mashal ask a Gevaldik Akash on the Gemara. What's Bechlal the Pshat in the Gemara? That since it's Efshel, Faisim, and Avela, even if you have an Avela, whether you say Hayil, whether you actually have an Avela, but since you can Mephaisim and Avela, Memela, it's Mutter. What's the Pshat in that? L'chari, you're cooking for dogs. L'chari, you're cooking not L'tzarech Echel Nefesh. What's the verb? Because you could give them an Avela? L'maisi, you're cooking bread, it's not L'tzarech Echel Nefesh, it's L'tzarech Klavim. It should be Aser. Shtel Zechvar. A person wants to cook Miyamtif L'chayil. And the Pshat is, he doesn't need it for Chayil, he could eat something else for Chayil. It's Efshel L'faisam, it's Efshel L'fais himself with something else. That wouldn't be Matarit. L'maisi, he's cooking and he's not eating an Anyantif. He's not cooking in order to eat Anyantif. So what's Bechlal the Svar of Efshel L'faisim in Avela? You could give them an Avela. L'maisi, you're cooking bread that you don't need. Why is it Mutter Bechlal? Says Agda Beis Yosef, and the Mashal also says, that the pshat is we're talking about that you're cooking the bread that you want the royim to eat and the bread you want the klavim to eat, betaner echot. Now this would only stem with the Rishonim. We spoke at early in the Shia, Machlokes Rishonim, if by Yisa Shechetzer Shel Goy, the Chetzer Shel Yisrael, that the inala to bake it, because Evshalom Fagina Belisha, is it even betaner echot? Taisus and Kamer Rishonim say even betaner echot, even when you have the svar of Pas Nefer Yofa. But the svar of Pas Nefer Yofa has to go together with the svar that really you could eat either one. Or if it's Hailo Mikle Archim, you can give it all to the Archim. When you have those svaris that really you could eat either one, or if Hail and Mikle Archim, you can give it all to the Archim, then you say the svar of Pas Nefer Yofa, this man that the Taner is Molly. Shankin, if it belongs to a guy, there's no way you could eat it, and there's no way that you could give it away to Archim. So Mamela, since it belongs to a guy, you don't say the svar of Pas Nefer Yofa. So Lefi Zeh, that's what the Gemara is saying by Isis Klavim, that we're talking about that you're baking it in one tanner. You have the svar of Pas Nefer Yofa. Navas, you don't say the svar of Pas Nefer Yofa when it belongs half to a guy. That's the whole point of Rav Chista. You don't say the svar only when you could technically eat the whole thing. You could eat either one, you could give it away to Archim, the whole thing. So there was saying that by the klavim, as though if you wouldn't have an avela, or if you wouldn't talk upon him, have the hoyel vik and avela, so the pshat is you can eat. You can give it all to the Archim. Then what are the klavim going to eat? The klavim are going to starve. That's called its loy efshir. But since the klavim you have an eitzah, you can give them the vela, according to Rabbah, even because you technically could have the eitzah. So you say hoyel, according to Rav Chista, it's only because you actually have the nevela. But I'll go upon him. There is an eitzah. If Archim would come, you could give it all to the Archim and let the klavim eat nevela. So Mamela, Vaita, you have the same svara that you let him be oifa miyanta v'chayil when a taner male, because a pas nefer yofa. So kum dais lefina mashal in the Beis Yosef. The whole heter is only in one taner. But if you're going to bake in another taner, you don't have the heter b'chlal. You don't have the heter of hayil v'ikil v'sinim b'nevela, because so what? You could. L'maisa, you are baking bread that you're not going to eat on yomtiv. That's the psak of the Beis Yosef and the mashal. Yeah, l'mais l'mashal, in our ovens, like it says already in the Paiskim, the Tanurim, Gedalim, and all our ovens, where you don't have the svar of Pas Nefer Yofa, the Pas is just as good if the oven would have more bread or less bread. By our ovens, it doesn't make a difference. So you wouldn't have this Heter B'chlal of Efshel Efesin and B'nevela. If l'mais, you're not doing it for yourself, you're doing it for your dog, it's Aser. The Darkei Meisha argues, and as Eish Teit in Ramah, l'fi what the Magen Avraham and the Gai and the Gairis in the Ramah, and Dakimesh holds, no, even Mataner Achad, Mataner Acheres, it's also Mutter, because it's a Svar of Hail Vika, Hail Mfaisinim and Avelim. Beis Yosef brings you a Shalmi that says it's Mataner Achad, and the Ramah says the Bavli argues in the Shalmi. The Shalmi says the Svar of Mataner Achad, and the Bavli argues. The Bavli says that the Svar is Ikal Mfaisinim and Avelim. And Lechar, according to the Ran, that says that when it's in one taner, even by a guy it's mutter, even by half isa chetzer shel yisa chetzer shel a guy it's mutter. So avada that we're saying that isa's klavim is mutter would have to be avada even in two tanurim, because in one taner, even by a guy it's mutter. Abul chayit shved is smarter. What's the pshat? Like the Beis Yosef and the Mashal asked, so what? It's hail of ikel of esinu ben avela. Why is he not cooking it for yamtiv? The Ramah says that since he could be mefayis ben avela, blimes like you're doing it all for Yisrael. But what's the pshat? You're not. L'maisa, you're cooking bread for yourself. You're also cooking extra bread for the klovim. So what? You could give them the vela. The Ramah brings a raya, because early in that simon, in Tavkuf Yud Beis, it says that you light a cook in one pot for Yavodim and Yishvachas. As long as it's in one pot, you light a cook for Yavodim and Yishvachas, even though you have the chem v'loy l'goyim. But that the Rabbi asked, that's different. That's tircha achas. Tircha achas is a heter. Tircha achas is just the inyan of ribush yurim. That you could do even shaloi letzarech klal, even letzarech macher. There's a din of tircha achas, that's mamish mutter. But here we're talking about two tirchas. Every time baking bread, each kikar is a separate tircha. If you're cooking it in a different tanner, it's avada a tircha acheres, then you don't find such a heter. Now, Derek says Shver in the Bach. The Bach says that the reason is, he brings the Mardchai that he quoted, we mentioned in the earlier shir, that the pshat was that if you'd have, if you're crazy, it would be machzik, if your stomach would fit, then you'd be able to eat the whole thing. The meal is considered like you're cooking it for yourself. But l'chayim, it's also shver, because you only find that svar by Rebbe Shiurim. By Rebbe Shiurim, you say such a svar. By Rebbe Shiurim, that he brought the Mardukha, it says that even by Rebbe Shiurim, even by Tircha Achas, it doesn't work by Chetze Shal Yishol, Chetze Shal Gai. The din of Rebbe Shiurim by Tircha Achas is dafka when, if Eloi Yekreise Machzik, if your stomach would be big enough, you'd be able to eat the whole thing. Now, thus, your stomach's not big enough, that's why part of it's going to go L'chayil. Mashenken, if part of it's for a guy, that's awesome. We spoke about this. It's Taka Ashitas Rishayim that way, but the Rav Rishayim hold that no, that even if it's Chetzer Shal Gai, Chetzer Shal Yisrael, as long as it's Kdeir Achas, any din of Rebbe Shurim is Mutter Lagarmi, even if it's Bechlal No Tzarech, and even if you can't eat it. But again, that's all by Tircha Achas. Mashayin Kain, when you're talking about in another Taner, or even Bechlal, even in the same Taner, without the Sora of Pas Nefe Yafa, we have a different Tircha. The second Tircha is Shalai Letzarech. It should be an Isidere Aisa. The Taz says a Svara, he says that it blames like Behema, Shechetzishel, Behema, Shechetzishel, Nachi, Chetzishel Yisrael, and you say, Yevshel, Exayis, Basu, Beloi, Shechita. Because the only taina by Isav, Chetzer Shel Goy, and Chetzer Shel Yisrael is Efshel Lefaginu B'lisha. But once you have the svara of Efshel Lefaisinu B'nevela, you don't say Efshel Lefaginu B'lisha, and merely you have the hetter like a behemoth of Chetzer Nachri Chetzer Shel Yisrael. But I mamish don't understand the svara. Why should the Efshel Lefaisinu B'nevela make it that it's Loi Efshel Lefaginu B'lisha? It's still Efshel Lefaginu B'lisha. And that's not going to be Yosef in the Marshal's Kasha. That's what I learned. It's only talking about Taner Achas, which with the Svara of Pas Nefi Yafa. I think the Pshat in the Ramah, the Pshat that I could understand is that he has to be Hacha B'maya Skinan, that if the dog wouldn't eat his part, you would tak eat the whole thing. You want to eat the whole thing. Not like the Bach says, if you Kreisei Machzik. It's Kreisei Machzik. You need all this bread really for yourself. You definitely be able to eat all the bread yourself. Why are you giving some of it to the dog? Because the dog needs food. But that's him, you could eat it all for yourself. So that's why it's considered it's a Tzarech Yisrael. Now, the pshat is, you're not going to eat it all for yourself only because the dog needs it. But that's what the Gemara says. But since it's Efshel Fesina Ben Avela, according to Rabba, the pshat is you have a hoyel. You have a hoyle. If you'd have nevela, then you'd be able to give the nevela to the dog, and then you would taka eat it yourself. And according to Rav Chisda, you taka have nevela, and if you decide, if you're hungry, and you want to eat more, you'll give the nevela to the dog, and you won't hesitate to eat it yourself. So even though you know that the chances are, it's most likely it's going to end up being eaten by the dog, but the pshat is no. But if you taka would want, if you would decide that you're hungrier, and you'll figure you'll give the dog the nevela, and you'll eat the bread, you'll do it. So that's why it's considered for yourself. If there's no chance you'll eat it for yourself, you already ate, or the pshat is, there's no way you could eat so much bread, so then, l'chair, it doesn't stim. That's the basis of the Mashal's Kasha. What's the difference between that and Eifim Yantav L'chail, where you have Hoyle Mikle Archim, you could eat it on Yantav and that, but you're not going to, you're not planning on it, it's not what's going to happen, and that's Aser. Azay l'chura. Now, l'fin the Beis Yosef and the Marshal's pshat that we're talking about the passes nefer yafa b'zman shu betana. So then l'chura it's pashit. Why you could say hayil and why it's not asa midarabana like we said before b'shem davedis akayish l'rashu the Magen Mishnah the Bala Itter, because you anyway have the svar of pas nefer yafa. The only thing is when it belongs mamish to a guy, then you don't say the svar because you don't say the svar b'ayfin that there's no way you could eat it. But if there's somebody who can eat it, like Hoyle Mikle Archim, and who would then hear Hoyle Vikle Fasinim and Avela, so then it's Mutter, but see if the Sar of Pas Nefi Yafa, that's the Chayyar Atzasa Sugya. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Ikab Sak from the Achrenim is like the Beis Yosef and the Marshal, and does not allow baking for the dog, even if you have a Hoyle Vikle Fasinim and Avela. The only Hatter is when you have a Tanur, not like our Tanurim, when you have a Tanur, but see if the Pas Nefi Yafa. But like we said, that's dafka because it's two tirchas. If it's one tircha, so then the psak halacha is that even for a guy with one tircha, you could bake for a guy. There's another problem with mezamne mesakim, which we'll speak about at the end of the shir. For avde v'shevchasai, you could bake more if it's one tircha, if it's one pat, if it's one kedera, one tircha, ribishurim, that you could do. And that you'll be able to do it for a dog, even if it's loyev shalafesina benevela, because it's terchachas. And now let's go right in the Gemara. The Gemara brings the boy minei Rav Huna, that they asked the Shaila from Rav Huna, Hani b'nei baga the rami alai kimcha b'nei chela. The people of the villages, that they have to cook, they have to bake the flour for the army. Ma'ala feysu b'yantav, a lot of bacon on yamtav, is there a problem with their begging for a guy? Amalu, he told them, chazina yavi l'riftali inuka v'lei kapti. If they would give, they would take one bread for their children, and the army wouldn't care. Kochada v'chada chazli inuka, each one is roi for a tinek v'shari, that makes it mutter v'ilav aser. The Gemara is mefalpal about it, but that's what the Gemara blames, that Rav Huna held that way. And then afterwards the Gemara says, u'pligu de b'shuv ben Levi, that b'shuv ben Levi says that you're not allowed to do it, because b'shuv ben Levi says that you're not allowed to invite a guy on yontif to your house, because you might cook extra for the guy. So we have three maimers. We have the maimer of Rav Chisda that says that you have an Issa that belongs half to a yid and half to a guy. You're not allowed to bake the whole Issa because Evshalom Mifliga Belisha. We have the Rav Huna that says that you're allowed to bake for the army because each one is Chazir Liyanuka. And we have Abshuma Levi that says that you're not allowed to invite a guy because you might be Marba Beshvilai. Vaistas, even though you could eat from each pot, but since part of it's going to end up going to the guy, it's Aser. Now, the four Mahalchim and the Rishenim had to put this all together. First, we have Rashi's Mahalach, which is also what the Ran says in the Rif. Rashi holds it as a Machloikis, Rav Chisda, and Rav Huna. And later, it says, Upliga der Rav Shua ben Levi. And Lefi Rashi, Rav Shua ben Levi would seem to hold in Gansan like Rav Chisda. And this is the Machloikis. Rav Chisda holds when you have a partnership, you have an Issa, that part's going to go to a Yid and part's going to go to a Guy. Even though right now it's a partnership, right now the challah belongs to both of them, but you're still not allowed to bake it because since you could split it up and you don't have to bake the whole dough, you could bake just the part that belongs to the yid, that's aser. That's cool that you're baking for a guy. And on that, Rav Huna argues. Rav Huna holds that since every single part that you bake, you could be for yourself, just like by the B'nai Chela, which is even more, that every part, they're not makbid if you give to Yanuka. So every roll that you make could go to Yanuka, even though Avada Behechrich, the Lisha, is going to end up going most of it to the guy. And if you want to just cook for Yanuka, you could just bake one roll. But since in the Lisha that you're baking is a Chelek Yisrael there, it's roi to give to the Yanuka each one, that's mutter. And Rashi is the Machlekes. In other words, Rav Huna holds that Lisha Issa is the same thing like Behema, even though you could split it up, but since L'maisa you didn't split it up, and part of it belongs to a Yid, so L'maisa it's called baking for a Yid, even though part of it's going to go to a guy. And Rav Shua ben Levi, Pliga Rav Shua ben Levi, he argues, he says, it's Xeri Shemiyarba Bishvilai, that if you cook extra for a guy, that's Aser. Even though you don't know which is going to go to the guy and which is going to go to the yid. Each one could go to the yid. The vayla belongs, it's key like a shutvis. I mean, it all belongs to the yid, even though part of it's going to go to a guy, but akapanim, it's like a shutvis. And still, in the Bishu Malevi holds its asur. And that's like a frista, evshlum afaginu belisha. And it's called that the part that goes to a yid is called for the yid. The part that goes for the guy is called for the guy. It's not the same as behema, where you don't have a choice, and the evshlum ksai is possible, a shkita, so it's all called for the yid. That's Rashi's Mahalach, and also the Ran learns up the Rif that way. Taisa says that Rav Huna and Rav Chisda are not arguing. Rav Chisda that says it's Aser because you could be Mifagina Belisha, because there's absolutely no reason for you to bake the pot that belongs to the guy. Split it up, divide it when it's still Belisha, and only bake your pot. Mashenken, when you're talking about the army's wheat, the army's dough, so there, the army is Makbid. They're not going to let you stam bake a pot for Yanuka. They're not going to just let you take their dough, even if it belongs to the Eden, but they want, it's only when you bake for them, then you could go and take a little bit for yourself also. But if you don't bake everything, you're not going to be able to get anything. So there the pshat is, there, Rav Huna says a heter, that since you have to bake the entire thing in order to give some of it to the Yanuka, so that's why it's mutter. So Slim should have Chister. Chister is talking about you don't have to bake the whole thing. You only have to bake your part. So ever anything extra you're baking is avada called the Tzarech the guy. Mashenkin of Funolds, you have to bake the whole thing in order to get anything. And that's the case of the Gemara asked the Kasha with the eagle that they shechted. Where the other pshat is that they're going to be makbid. You have to shecht for them the eagle in order to get anything of it. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that the Eden could have gotten some of it. And the Gemara says, we're talking about an eagle trefa, so male the Eden couldn't eat anything of it. Now the Rashba also brings down this Tesis, and he says that according to this, what's the pshat of pligi de Rabshua ben Levi? What's the pshat of pligi de Rabshua ben Levi? By Rabshua ben Levi, you don't have to invite the guy. You don't have to bake the entire thing in order to get for yourself. You could just bake for yourself and let the guy not eat. So what's the machlokes? Rabshua ben Levi stems also with Ravuna. If the head of Ravuna is only because you have to bake the whole thing in order to get anything for the Yanuka, so what's the problem with the Rabshua ben Levi? Zok der Ashba Chiddush. Once you invited the guy, it has the same criteria. If lives kill, you have to bake the whole thing in order to get to eat for yourself. Because once you invited the guy, you meshubit to bake for the guy, and mainly you don't have any eitzah. You don't have any eitzah to eat the suda b'chlal unless you're going to also cook for the guy. So, according to Ravuna, you'll have the same method. Once the guy is your invited guest, so again, it's impossible to make the suda without giving him a portion. So mainly you're going to have to, the cooking for him is also like cooking for you. Vayisayser b'shul m'levi doesn't hold the Ravuna's heter. So that's the second shot we have in the Rishonim, that everyone's maskim that when you could be mefuginu belisha and still bake your part and not bake the guy's part of ad, it's aser. But there is a machloikis if you can't. Rav Huna holds if you can't and you have to bake for the guy in order to eat for yourself, that's called baking for yourself. Rav Shmuel Levi holds no. Even if there's no eitzah to eat for yourself without baking for the guy, that's not called begging for yourself. This still will be an issa v'chem v'loy la'akum. And that's the second pshat in the Rishonim. Again, first pshat in the Rishonim, Rashi, and the way the Ran learns the Rif, holds that no one's talking about the case where you have to bake for the guy in order to eat for yourself. It's a machloikis that when you have a shutfis, which is efshet to split up, is that called begging for a guy? Is that called not begging for a guy? Rav Chista and Rav Shmuel Levi holds it's aser, it's called begging for a guy because you could split it up. Rav Huna holds, even if you could split it up, since Papayel, it's not split up now, and everything is right for you, you don't know which one you're going to eat, that's called begging for Eid. That's the first pshat. The second pshat is, Avada, everyone's maskim to Rav Chista, if you could split it up, it's called begging for a guy. The machlokes is, if you have to bake the whole thing in order to get part of it. There, if Huna holds, that's called begging for Eid, even though part of it's going for the guy, but the pshat is, you have to bake that part gufa in order to eat. And Rav Shmuel Levi holds, no, even if you have to bake everything in order to eat anything, that's called begging for a guy that's aser. Then you have the Rambam's pshat. The way the Ran and the Magid Mishnah learned the Rambam, it goes like this, that they hold Rav Huna like Rashi. Rav Huna like Taisus. Rav Huna's heter is because you have to bake the entire thing in order to eat one piece. That's why it's mutter. And Rav Shmuel Levi doesn't argue on Rav Huna. What does it mean, pliga der Abshua ben Levi? Either Rambam wasn't gairis pliga der Abshua ben Levi, that's what the Ran says, or the Magid Mishnah says that pliga der Abshua ben Levi is going back on Rav Yosef. He says a whole shout out which stems how it goes back on what Rav Yosef said. Rav Yosef said that there's a problem of being metaltal, the sufli, but according to Abshua ben Levi, that you could invite a guy for Shabbos, he says you don't have a problem of tiltal. It's a whole different thing. But Abshua ben Levi doesn't argue on Rav Huna. Rav Huna is like Tosis, that the pshat is that in order to get anything, you have to bake the entire thing. And that's why it's mutter. And Rav Shmuel ben Levi, when you invite the guy, you don't have to invite the guy. You don't have to give him any food. You don't have to cook extra for him. So the pshat is, whatever you cook for him, that's aser. Because that's cooking directly for the guy. And that's the sugya. There is no machlokes lefi the Rambam. Rav Chista holds it's aser when you could split it up, at least you don't have to bake for the guy. Rav Huna holds it's mutter when the pshat is the guy's not going to let you have anything unless you bake the whole thing for him, and the male it's all considered begging for the yid. And Rav Shmuel Levi holds it's aser like Rav Chista because you don't have to bake for the guy b'chlal. That's a Rambam shita in the sugya, and Rav Shmuel Levi is not arguing on Rav Huna. And then you have the Me'iri, that the Me'iri holds that Rav Huna and Rav Chista are not arguing because Rav Chista's case is where the guy wants you to give a specific part of the Issa. It's a shutvis, and the guy is going to be makban on a specific part of the isa. So that specific part of the isa is directly for the guy. That's vaday for the guy. That's called begging for a guy. It's afshlam afaginu belisha. You could split it, and the guy is going to want that specific part. By a behemah, even if he wants a specific part, it's mutta because he actually looks nice possible. A shkita, but by isa, you could be mefaginu belisha samelis aser. Marshankin, by the kaser of huna, the guy doesn't want a specific part. Any kika you take for the inuka is fine. So mele, each and every kika is right for you. That's mutter, according to Rav Huna. Chisa didn't discuss that case. But Rav Chisa talked about stam, when the guy has a specific part. That's aser. That's aser l'kuli alma. But Rav Huna is being matter if any specific thing you could take for yourself. That's mutter l'fi Rav Huna. And then you have Rav Shua Malevi, please Rav Shua Malevi, because he says when you invite a guy, it's aser shemi arba b'shvilai. And if you marba b'shvilai v'aistais, also you could take anything for yourself. You don't have to give the guy anything specific. Give the guy whatever you want to give. But since you're going to give the guy something, that's aser, that's yes. Since that's the machloikas of Huna and Rav Shua ben Levi, and we pass him like Rav Shua ben Levi, Rav Shua ben Levi holds that even if it's possible to eat any single one of them, but since al-karchach, one of them has to go to the guy, it's aser. Again, these are the four malachim. Rashi and the way the Ran learns the Rif holds it's dama machlekes every shutfis a guy in the yin. In all cases of shutfis, Rav Chisim Shum Levi holds its aser, and Rav Huna holds its mutter because he could eat, because part of it's for the yid, and Mamel is considered begging for the yid. The Rajba, the way he learns in Taisis, holds that Rav Huna is being matir when you have to bake the whole thing in order to eat anything. And that Rav Shua ben Levi is arguing, even if you have to bake the whole thing into anything, it's still also according to Rav Shua ben Levi. You have the Rambam, the way the Magid Mishnah and the Ran learn up the Rambam. It's also like Taisus Chilik, but there is no Machlekes. Chista and Rav Shua ben Levi are going in a case where you don't have to bake the whole thing, you only have to bake your part, and Milah, the extra part, is called baking for a guy. And it's aser. And Rav Huna is talking about you have to bake the whole thing in order to eat part of it. And it's mutter, and it's mutter l'kuli alma. And you have the Meiri, which says it's not totally that you have to bake the whole thing in order to eat part of it, but the pshat is any time the way the setup is, you could take any part you want and give the guy what you want to give the guy, that's mutter l'fi Rav Huna, that's aser l'fi Rav Shua ben Levi. And Rav Chisda is talking about where the guy is being makbid specifically on his part. The Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara brings the Machloikis, Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Lachem, teaches you Lachem v'loy l'klovim, that you're not allowed to do a malacha on yamtif, l'tzarech, a balchai, l'tzarech, an animal. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, that nefesh behema mashma, nefesh means including nefesh behema, and Lachem, you just learn out Lachem v'loy l'gayim. In the Machloikis, we shine him how he paskin. Taisus already brings down. Reb Shmuel brings him from his brother, Reb Meishu, who paskin like Reb Yossi Aglili. Even though normally we paskin lachik Reb Akiva Mechaverev. But here we paskin like Reb Yossi Aglili because that's a stam mishnah in Chalat that the Gemara brought before. That Isis Klavim is man sharoyim. Eichle mehem is nefes biyamtif. So Vaistis Dafka because the royim ifamit, that's why you light a bacon on yamtif. For the Klavim, you're not light a bacon on yamtif. And this is the psak of the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. Rav Paiskin Paskin like a Beisi Aglili Mikayach the Stam Mishnah and Masech the Schala. The Balamar and the Ravya, they Paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that you could do Malacha for Balei Chaim. The Balamar says the Stam Mishnah is not such a Raya, because, first of all, it's just Nishnis among a lot of other Halachas, so it doesn't mean to tell us exactly this Halacha. He also is not considered, doesn't have the same kayach as a Stam Mishnah. And second of all, Kubi Rabbi Kiva's maskim, because there the klavim could eat it, even when it's not baked, the klavim could eat it. So Mele the Chazal were makel to bake directly for the klavim. Al-Kalbanim, like we said, Rav Yishayinim hold it's Yerai. The Balamar is a kasha, it's mavur a lot of places, Masech the Shabbos, that you're allowed to feed animals on Shabbos. And the Gemara is mashma that according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you're not allowed to feed animals on Yom Tov altogether. But the Rishayim say, that's not a raya b'chlal, avada according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you're allowed to feed animals on Shabbos. From the fact that you see that we hold you could even feed animals on Shabbos, vice versa, has nothing to do with the Shaila, if Melech HaSechel Nefesh is mutter for klav manak. Because Shabbos anyway, it's aser. Elamai feeding animals, it's not a malacha. Vada it's mutter. It's mutter according to everyone. They're arguing about the pshat in the next gemara. The gemara says, Amele abayel Rav Yosef, lebesi aglili to amalachem vle leklavim hani suflach yuse echish edinu lubiyamtif. According to Rav Yosef aglili, it holds the chem vle leklavim. Say, how can we give them the pits of the dates? How do we give them the pits of the dates on Yantif? Is a problem of Chem V'lei L'Klovim. So the Gemara says, it's Chazir La'Asaka, since you can use it for firewood. And the Gemara says, it's Chazir La'Hesek Gadol, even if it's fresh, you could use it for a big Hesek, you could use it for firewood. So the Balamara learned that the Pshat was that according to Abayi Seglili, you can't feed animals on Yantif. But the Rishayim say it can't be the Pshat, because we said it's Mavur, you're allowed to even feed animals on Shabbos, and there is no Machlekes Rabbi Segluli and Rabbi Akiva. So the Ravid, and Asagis, the Ravid, and the Baal Amar says, it's talking about that you're doing a Malacha, you're doing Ma'amir, and you're doing Haitzah, you're doing a Malacha in order to feed these Sufli, these Garine Tamar, these are doing Malacha to feed it to their animals. They did Ma'amir, they gathered them all together, they did Haitzah, they did a Malacha to feed them. Namal, you're allowed to feed an animal on Shabbos and Yantav without a Malacha. But the problem is, according to both Pshatim, side of Balamar, side of Asagus, arrived on the Balamar. What's the Gemara's teretz? What's the Gemara's teretz? Chazi lehesek. So it's chazi lehesek, is vas. Lemais, if you're not allowed to feed animals, or if you're doing a malacha to feed the animals, so what does it help that it's chazi lehesek? That is an appella. So Taisus asks his kasha, and Taisus learns up the Gemara that these Garine Tamarim, really, if you want to feed them to animals, ba'ifin, that they could eat them regular, you need a big tircha, you need a shtikl malacha to be matirit. The way they are now, they're not really so roi for animal food. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you're allowed to go do malachas on yamtif for animals. Also, you're allowed to do a tircha for yamtif for animals. You'd be allowed to do the tircha that you need to be masakin these sufli for the animals. So male, they're not muksa. Now shenkein, according to Rabbi Yisrael, that you can't do the tircha, even though it's a bissel shver, even though it's roi al yidei atchak, because you are feeding it to the animals. But that wouldn't make it a smuksa, because that's only al-yidei at-chak. So memela, it should be muksa. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's not muksa, because you could do the tircha gedayla to make it ganzen roi. So that's why it's not muksa. But according to Rabbi Seglili, since you're not allowed to do the tircha gedayla to make it completely roi, so they have a problem that the violet should be muksa, you shouldn't be able to give it the way it is. And that the Gemara says, it's not muksa, because it's chazi lehesek. That's what a lot of Rishayim learn. The Rabban al-Muhammad says another pshat, a geshmak pshat. The Rabban al-Muhammad says, Be'etzim, the Gemara in Shabbos in Mount Likan has a problem with Garine Tamar that they're noilet. Be'etzim is a problem of noilet. Anything which the Achana changed on Yontif or on Shabbos is a problem of noilet. Gemara there says, Masikin b'tamarim, v'ein masikin b'garineim. If you have tamarim, you'll have to use them for firewood, because since they're roi for Michael Adam, so, they're not muksa, so you can use it for whatever you want. Mashaykin, if you eat the tamarim, and you have now the garine tamarim, so originally, when Yantiv started, these were food. They had the shtamshis of the zach, the achan of the thing was food, it was maichal adam. Now it's firewood. So meilu b'layim is noilet. As I state in the Gemara in Memed Likin. Similar, the Gemara says, ilagam mesikim mekelim, ve mesikim meshivrei kelim. You're allowed to go and burn kalim, it's firewood, even though it's not mukhan lakach, but since it's mukhan for whatever it's mukhan for, it's not mukhs, you can do whatever you want with it. But if it breaks, you can't use it, because on Yantif, it was a keli. That was its achana. Now it turned into a different achana. Now it's firewood. That's called nailat. Hazak deramban, this is the pshat. So if, according to Rabbi Akiva, that says that nefesh includes nefesh behema, so Kundesh Rabbi Kiva holds that that machalim of Behema, machalim of Adam, are the same din. So Mela, if something becomes, it first started off as people food, and then it turned into animal food, according to Rabbi Kiva, that wouldn't be called Nailat. That wouldn't be called Nailat, because the Achana of Adam, Achana of Behema, is the same type of Achana. So Mela, it's not Nailat. Mashaygin, according to Rabbi Seglili, it holds that you don't learn that Nefesh Behema, Lechem V'Leil Klavim. So Kundesh Rabbi Seglili holds that what's people food and what's animal food, it's two different tachanis, so then the Garine Tamar should be nailat. Because first they were people food, they were for people, and then they became roi for animals. And the Gemara answers, because it's Chazil HaSaka. This says that Chazil HaSaka is also called as Atzarech Eichel Nefesh, it's also called Atzarech Adam, so male, it's not called, it changes tachana. Mikari was it's chazi l'adam to eat. Now it's chazi adam la'asaka. So then mail it's not neilid. Zakter and bam. But the Gemara in Shabbos holds not the way. The Gemara in Shabbos holds that if it's mikari roi for eating, and afterwards it's roi la'asaka, it is called neilid. But our Gemara is naming on that since they're both considered meichel adam, it wouldn't be called neilid. And who adin if you hold like Rabbi Akiva that nefesh behema b'mashma, so muchel la'adam and muchel la'klavim are the same achana, that wouldn't be called neilid. That's the Ramban's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara brings down the name of Reb Shuman Levi that asks someone to invite a guy to his house on Shabbos Gzeri Shemiyarba B'Shviloi. Already spoke out on the Shir and Daf Yud Zayin and Machlekes Yishayinim that the Rajba, the Ran, they asked the Kasha that what's the problem of Shemiyarba B'Shviloi Ribishurim is Mutter Yemali Nachtem Kita Mayim Nachtem Mali Chavetz Mayim Vishin Sarchel Kita Nechad. You'll have to cook a big pot even if you only need part of it. So what's the problem of Shemiyarba B'Shviloi? Only if it's one tircha, so it's one malacha, Ibishurim is mutter on yamtiv. Mashayin can hear the problem is you might make from the kedera acheris. So these Rishayinim hold that in the same kedera it's mutter to yamarba for a guy. The our Rishayinim, the Mardchai brings, and it's brought in the Beis Yosef and Simatovka Fyud Beis, that Ribishurim is only when it all belongs to you, you could eat either one, that's its Ribishurim, because each one is chazi. So that then becomes Ribishurim. Hashegen, if part of it's not chazi b'chlal, if you have part of it that belongs to a guy, well, it's zichah going to go to a guy, there's no Ribishurim. Ribishurim, even by tircha achas, needs a t'nai that each one is chazi. So mainly each one, haimenai or mafkis, they're all considered l'sarich echal nefesh. Hashegen, if it's part that's b'chlal, not chazi, that's not Ribishurim. And we said the Psalm this in Daf Yud Zayin on this Machlaikis. So Machlaikis L'maisa, because the Baiskim will say that there's only a problem of Shemiyarba B'Shvil, there's only a problem of being Mazmin a guy, inviting a guy. But Avodim and Shvachas, that's in the house, there you don't have a problem of Shemiyarba B'Shvil. Why Shemiyarba B'Shvil? You're not trying to impress them B'Chlal. But the Shaila of cooking is a Shaila, this is the Psak Halacham, that's brought in Siman Tavka Fyud Beis, is that you're allowed to cook for them if it's one big pot. If it's one big pot, and it's Tircha Achas, even though part of it's going Kloy for Avodim and Shvachas, and even when you don't have the Svara of Evshel Fesinu Ben Avela that we had before by the Isis Klavim, it's still Mutter, because Tircha Achas is a Heter Vibashurim no matter what. If they're not the Avodim and Shvachas, there the Ramah says it's Asur, and the reason why is because the Ramah holds that any time it's not Avodim and Shvachas, that's Mezoinus Alav, you do have a problem of Shemiyarba B'Shvile B'Kdeya Acheres. And that's totally in the Machlek Yishayinim in the next Gemara. The Gemara says that Mreima Marzutra, when a guy would come on Yontif, they would tell him, if you're happy with what we're Matriach with you, fine, and if not, we're not going to Matriach any extra. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the Rambam says that as long as you didn't invite the guy and the guy came himself, it's also mutter. All that is when you invite him. When the guy comes on his own, it's mutter. You don't have to actually tell him that you're not going to be matriach extra for him. Hashem and the Rajbo says, no, it only works if the guy comes on his own. If you tell him klar that you're not going to be matriach extra for him. Just be messiah with one more thing. That the Mishabur brings down that a mumer l'chal Shabbos l'fehesya, or a mumer l'chal ha'tayra kula, someone doesn't keep the tayra, has a din of a goy l'gabi this. You're not allowed to cook for him, and you're not allowed to invite him. And by, he says the karoim, what we would call a tinek shenishba, someone who's an honest, then he brings a machlaikis. He brings a paiskim that a matir, that if he's an honest, he doesn't know any better, he's considered an honest, and then he would have a din of Yisrael l'gabi this, and you'd be allowed to cook for him on yontif. Look, all this is in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tav Kuf Yud Beis in Ilchos Yom Tov.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.